Hello and welcome to the Yoga and Yum podcast. My name is Sybil. I'm your host and I am really happy that you're here. This is the place where we come to remember to be mindful, where we remember the importance of really, really good self-care and living life on purpose so that we can experience all the yum in our lives. And today is part three of my seven-part series on the chakra system. This week, we're talking about chakra three. I recommend that if you haven't listened to my recordings on chakras one and two, that you stop this episode and go back to the beginning. It's really good to start with chakra one and work your way up to the last chakra, which will be chakra seven, which I haven't even started recording yet because this is chakra three. It's good to learn them in order because one sort of affects the other and they sort of do this layering, if you will, through and on top of each other, kind of. There aren't these huge like lines of delineation necessarily. They sort of bleed into one another. And it's better to have a good understanding of the first two before you start to move into three and then four and so on. So go back and have a listen to chakras one and two if you haven't already. I also want to say that there are so many books, so much information out there. I am literally just skimming the surface, giving you sort of this basic overview of the chakras. This is really meant for beginners. Who are brand new to understanding chakras, and also for those of you who maybe you've studied them in the past and it's been forever since you've thought about them and you find this interesting. So this is really the audience for this episode. But let's dive into it. Let's get into chakra three, which is the Sanskrit word is Manupura. Chakra three is also sometimes called the navel center. Sometimes it's called the solar plexus chakra. That is because it lives, if you will, at the navel center. And it's what some call a pivotal chakra. The first two chakras are really having to do with our basic needs. And the third chakra is this bridge when we're moving out of our basic needs now into the more subtle energies of ourselves and our consciousness. And it starts there at chakra three. Some will argue that it's chakra four, but just for, I like to think of it as chakra three being the bridge. This chakra speaks to our ability to be confident and in control of our lives. So we're not in this sort of basic needs energy. It's now we're moving into confidence and control in our lives. Think words like having insight, having discrimination, having self-empowerment. That is really the work of chakra three. The third chakra, the area of the third chakra, is also associated with the digestion of food because all of our digestive organs live in that area. And this is important to note because when we literally digest food, that food then becomes energy for our bodies. And when we improperly digest food, then many times and in many cases, stuff is then taken away from our bodies. Our bodies are having to work overtime and exert energy in ways that may be wasteful because it's not working efficiently to really fuel our bodies. When we can't properly digest our food, we begin to lack health and we begin to lack vitality. And if we can't have that physical health and vitality, then it's really hard for us to have insight. It's really hard for us to develop this sense of self-empowerment. It's really difficult for us to develop a sense of discrimination. The act of digestion, not just digesting food, but definitely digesting food and digesting information properly so that we can use it for our benefit, is really, really an important note to consider here in the third chakra. So let's talk a little bit about where it lives, what it controls, the scents, the color, and the element. So like I said, the third chakra is at the navel center, the spine, especially the lumbar spine, and it connects the chest to the pelvis. It's sort of in that area, again, that solar plexus area. What does it control, or what is it concerned with? Self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem, right? Empowerment, that feeling of healthy assertiveness, moving through the earth, through the world with a sense of confidence, not necessarily arrogance. We'll talk about that later. But how are we confident? How do we connect with that we're worth something, right? We're standing up for ourselves. It controls those things. It's important to note here that the element then is fire. So when we are standing in our power, that's fiery, right? When we are standing in our self-confidence and our self-esteem, there's some fire, there's some power behind that. Yeah, that element, the third chakra, is fire. Also, think about the fire of digestion, right? Takes a lot of energy for the body to digest our food so that it can be used, this energy can be used in our body. In fact, one of the most stressful things that we do every single day, one of the things that where our body uses so much energy doing is digesting food. Digesting food. Huge, huge task for the body every single day. Every single day. Every time you eat. If you're not eating right now for whatever reason, yeah, you're giving your body a break from that digestion. But yeah, it's a big act and it's a fiery act. The color associated with the third chakra is yellow, like the sun. So think about our fire source, our heat source. It's the sun, right? It's yellow. And the sense is sight. So sight and also insight. We start to really start to see inward into ourselves. So yeah, those are some of the things to just make note of. All right, so when there's not enough energy in the third chakra, we are dull, passive, unable to get our needs met, unable to stand up for ourselves and what we believe in. We lack fire. We lack that passion. But when there's not enough energy in the third, or not when there's too much energy in the third chakra, where it's too much fire, right? Anger, aggression, being way too controlling, maybe feeling and acting selfishly. So we really want this beautiful, balanced, first of all, this is true for all the chakras, but we want that beautiful, balanced third chakra where not too much fire, right? Too much fire can be problematic, but then not enough fire can also be problematic. We can be taken advantage of. Maybe we become people pleasers to the point where it is costing us our energy and we're unable to stand up for ourselves, unable to set limits for ourselves, for the benefit of us, and also for the people in our lives. Because believe it or not, it doesn't seem this way. And I didn't believe this either until I started experiencing it. When we set healthy boundaries with the people in our lives, it not only helps us, it helps them. Because then they kind of know the parameters for which to interact with you. Also, those parameters help to keep everybody safe. It's important to set those boundaries, but in doing that comes from a healthy boundary. That comes from having a balanced third chakra. Again, when there's not enough energy there, it's hard to set the boundaries and people can walk all over you and you become that consummate people pleaser to the point where you feel drained and maybe even then resentful. But again, too much fire looks like the opposite. It's too controlling. It's blowing up at people. It's anger. It's aggression. That's too much fire. But a healthy amount of fire, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, powerful, safe thing for you and the people in your lives. So how can we work with it? Like, let's say yogically, when we're thinking about our hatha yoga practice, our physical practice, what are some things that we can do to strengthen and balance the third chakra? Any abdominal, belly, ab exercises. So everything from boat pose to doing Pilates that works beautifully with the core of the body, to things like crunches or sit-ups done safely, of course. Anything that focuses on the navel point and the spine. It's important when you're working with the chakra three that you work with the spine in a neutral position as best you can. Really understanding how to turn on those muscles when you're working to support the integrity of the spine, because the spine is also directly related to the third chakra. So twists are beautiful there, because twists really help you with digestion. Poses like knee to chest pose, which are beautiful for digestion and beautiful for balancing the third chakra, strengthening and releasing the muscles that support it. So yes, any of that. Also, kind of spilling over from the first and second chakra, standing poses. Standing poses are heating, right? They're fiery. So that also stimulates that third chakra. Also working with the pelvis and the hips, which is more thought for the second chakra. Remember, everything's connected. So you're still getting into the spine. You're getting into the lumbar spine when you're working with the second chakra. So all of those things together help to strengthen and balance the third chakra. And again, spills over to chakra 1 and 2. So when does this chakra develop? It develops someplace, sometime around ages 15 and 21, which makes sense Because if you think of your adolescence, because yes, even when you're 21, you're still in your adolescence, what are you developing there? You're developing your sense of self. Your sense of self separate from your parents, separate from other powers that be. You're developing your own practices, your own opinions, your own way of moving throughout the world. Of course, our families and friends influence that, but you start to see that you can be a member of society and still function as an individual separate from that. And that your contributions also then start to affect your friend circles, your family circles, and society as a whole, which is fiery, right? That is discernment. That is self-empowerment. That is the third chakra. So I always encourage you to do further study on the chakras. There's so much information out there. Check it out. See what's out there. There's some beautiful books. There's like ancient texts that have been written. Check it out if you want to do a further study. And I really like working with the chakras because it helps me to rebalance my own energies. And I will say for me, the third chakra can be kind of a tender spot for me because I am a person that can lean into being too fiery. Too fiery. So for me, I'm always being really mindful of how much fire I'm putting behind things because it can come off as being controlling. It can come off as being overly aggressive. And I'm not saying that just because I'm female, that, you know, this whole thing about there's different, whatever, expectations for men and women when it comes to things like aggression, like what's acceptable and what's not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I know that sometimes I am a pistol, like, period. That would be true no matter what gender I am. And I have to rein that in sometimes. And I know where it comes from. It comes from past traumas when I was bullied and that kind of thing. And I kind of developed this other energy just as a way to protect myself. But I also have to be mindful of that fire, and take responsibility for that fire. And I love working with the chakras because it helps you to live more mindfully. It helps you to kind of go, oh, yeah, this is what I need right now. If I'm feeling flighty and kind of all over the place, yeah, I need to work with that first chakra. If I'm feeling stuck, or usually the feeling for me is stuck, whether in relationships, in work, maybe too rigid, I know I need to work with that second chakra. And when my fire is maybe burning a little bit out of control, I know that I need to work with that to rebalance it. And that's the beauty of understanding the energies. They're kind of fun. You don't have to take them like completely seriously, but they're fun. And they're just another tool for self-study. And this is really what it's all about. It's that self-study to understand the self a little bit better. So that is it for today. That is chakra 3. I would love to hear your opinions and insights. And if I forgot to add something, let me know. Consider leaving a rating in Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And even more importantly, please share this with someone who may enjoy this information and may want to do their own further self-study. So until next time, here's wishing you all the yum in life, and here's wishing you an unforgettable, even burning, beautiful fire in your life. All right. Thank you for listening, my friends. Until next time, peace.